Okay, today, Rav Shem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Hamakdish Maisi Yaday Yishtov. Someone makes his wife's Maisi Yadayim, whatever work she will do in the future, into Hegdish, Harezo Osava Ochel. She can do work and she can benefit from that work. It is not actually Hegdish. She could sell it, she could use the money to buy whatever she wants. Meaning, this is assuming she's the one entitled to her Maisi Yadayim, not her husband. So since it's not his to be makdish, she could do whatever she wants with it. So even if you hold that a person is able to be makdish, but it's got to be yours at least. So in this case, we're talking about a woman who is entitled to her own Maisi Yadayim because she had foregone the rights of what she gets in exchange for the Maisi Yadayim. Hamosar, any extra Maisi Yadayim that she makes, Reb Meir Omer Hegdish. Reb Meir says that becomes Hegdish. And as soon as he inherits it, so even though the Maisi Yadayim didn't exist at the time of the Hegdish, the Hegdish is going to be Chal, because you could be Makdish Adavar Shalom B'Liolam. But Rabbi Yochanan Sander Omer Chulin. Rabbi Yochanan Sander says no, the whole Hegdish didn't make sense, because the whole thing that he was being Makdish was Adavar Shalom B'Liolam, was something that did not yet exist at that time. Now Mishnah tells us about some of the things that are Maisi Yadayim of a wife that the husband is allowed to have. The following malachos are things that a woman is expected to do for her husband. Tochenes, va'ofa, umechabeses, mevasheles, umenikas, b'na, metzasla, umita, va'osa, b'tzemer. She has to grind the grain, she has to bake, she has to do the laundry, she has to cook, she has to nurse the children, she has to prepare the bed, she has to make the wool. Hechnisa lo shivcha achas. However, if she brought into the marriage a shivcha to help out, well then we take off some of the heavier burdens. Lo tochenes, va'ofa, v'lo mechabeses. So she no longer needs to grind the wheat or bake or do the laundry. Shtayim, if she has two shvachos that she brought into the marriage, well then, einam vashelas, einam nikas bina, she no longer is going to have to cook, she's no longer going to have to nurse. Shalosh, if she brought in three shvachos, einam atas lahamita, ve'einam sabitzemer, so she's not going to have to prepare the bed for him, she's not going to prepare, make the wool for him. Arba, if she brought in four shvachos, then yoshevus bekatadra, then she could sit, sit easily and leave, any household errands to the maids, and it's not her problem at all. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu chnisolo mea shvachos kofalasos betzemer. He says no. Even if she brought in 100 shvachos, no matter how many shvachos, she at least has to make the wool. Shabbatol mevil dezima. Because if she's not doing anything all day, it's going to lead to bad things. It's going to lead to znos and terrible things. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Av hamadiris ishto milasos melacha yotzi vitim ksubasa. How nervous are we about a woman who's got nothing to do? If a man takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to do any melacha, we force him to divorce her and pay her ksuba. Shabatala mevil deshimun, because batala makes a person go crazy. To do nothing will drive a person out of their mind, and you can't ask that of the wife. So Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if a person is makdish his wife's Maisi Yadayim, she's allowed to benefit from them. But any extra Maisi Yadayim that would normally go to the husband, according to Rav Meir, is actually Hegdish, because even though he was makdish Dovah Shalom B'Liolam, it's Chal. And according to Rabbi Yochanan Sander, it's Chulin, because you cannot be makdish Dovah Shalom B'Liolam. What malachos does a woman have to do for her husband? She grinds the wheat, and she bakes, and she does the laundry, and she cooks, and she nurses the child, and she prepares the bed, and she makes the wool. If she brings in one shivcha, she no longer grinds the wheat or bakes, nor does the laundry. If she brings in two shvachos, she no longer cooks or nurses a child. If she brings in three shvachos, she no longer prepares the bed or makes the wool. If she brings in four shvachos, she could just sit pretty and do nothing all day, according to the Tanna Kamma. But Rabbi Lezer says, no, even if she brings in 100 shvachos, she at least has to make the wool, because if she's doing nothing all day, it's going to lead to znus. And Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, you know how dangerous it is to do nothing all day? If a man takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to do any malacha, we can force him to divorce her and pay her ksuba, because doing nothing is going to drive a person to go crazy. So a man cannot ask of his wife to do nothing all day. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.